the vaccines are really, that's my area of expertise is immunology, infectious disease, and inflammation. And vaccines are inducing a very significant dysregulation of the immune system. And it's, but the biggest thing for me was, as a physician scientist and someone that, you know, trained in science before medical school, I was appalled that we were not applying gold standard, rigorous, randomized controlled trials using placebos and large population of patients that were followed for a long period of time. That's the way we do science. The way the tobacco industry did science is the way the vaccine industry is doing science. In fact, vaccine science is tobacco science 2.0. It's just better, but, you know, more deceptive. And they're using the same kind of argument. So when they say it's, you know, well-tested, what they're referring to is observational studies on populations like the Danish population, where they don't get anywhere near the same kind of vaccines. But observational studies can, I can make you believe that, you know, carrots cause COVID with an observational study. I can make you think masks work by controlling and, you know, the lots of different, I can confound a study to make you believe anything when it's an observational study. And that's what they're doing. And that's the way the tobacco industry did it too. They said, hey, you know, for 40 years, they told us that cigarettes are not addictive and they don't cause cancer. Cause if they did, we would know. There's billions of people smoking cigarettes and we would know if it caused cancer, right? That's what, that's the same argument that they're, when they say they're thoroughly tested, they're talking about, we give these vaccines to billions of kids and we don't see a problem. They don't,
of course, because they don't want to see the problem.
They don't want to see the problem. And there's so many reasons for that. They created the vaccine adverse event reporting system, which is horribly broken. And yet, you know, and in fact, it was studied and shown by Harvard Pilgrim that it captures probably about 1% of all vaccine injuries, childhood vaccine injuries. So they created a system that doctors are legally supposed to report to, but they don't because it's hard to use. I think more to the point, though, is you got a bunch of pediatricians that are, and doctors in general, brainwashed and indoctrinated by that mantra that vaccines are safe and effective. Vaccines do not cause autism. Vaccines are a miracle of modern medicine. Mm-hmm. Those are mantras.
That they eradicate disease. That's what everyone's told. And that's what doctors tell you too. They eradicate disease. So if we get rid of vaccines.
Say that enough and you hear that enough.
Yes.
You know, that's how you brainwash people. Furthermore, if you believe that there was this horrible doctor by the name of Andrew Wakefield that, you know, created some kind of a horrible study. I mean, which is nonsense. Andrew Wakefield did a 12-patient cohort study that showed an association between the MMR vaccine and autism. But he didn't say it. All he said was more science needs to be done, but they had to vilify him because he was one of the first real physician, you know, courageous, high integrity physician scientist that did a case cohort study and said, look, we may have a problem here. Let's study it some more. But instead of studying it, they had to destroy him. So they taught the medical establishment to fear stepping out of line. If you step out of line, you will be Wakefielded. If you believe something other than vaccines are safe and effective, vaccines do not cause autism, then we will destroy you. And that's, you know, that's what they've done. So a lot of doctors, even during the COVID pandemic, they wouldn't have gotten that vaccine for the life of them. They saw it harming people. They saw it early. They saw the science that says we didn't even test it for preventing infection or transmission. I'm sorry, but ladies and gentlemen, that was in the original preclinical trials. If you know how to read science and medicine, it's there, clear as day. You know, from the earliest stages of this pandemic, I could have told you that we don't know whether this is going to block infection or transmission because it wasn't studied in the in the preclinical trials. That's not what they were looking at. They were looking at decreased hospitalization, severe disease, and death. They weren't looking at preventing infection or transmission. So
that's stupid because we already had those things out there with hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin and vitamin D and vitamin C and zinc.
That all of which worked, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as a preventative or if you do get sick.
Yeah.
Man, this is like, Dr. Yeah, Meehan, you are so...
it pisses me off. I'm sorry. Yeah. It just really makes me mad how fraudulent the science is. It's not subtle. I mean, when you know how to read the medical science, and it's honestly, it's not that difficult, you can see what's going on. And it just makes me so angry, because it's bad actors, you know, using bad science to coerce bad medicine into the bodies of people that don't need it. It's all, you know, if nothing else, it's all about greed and profit taking. It's typical pharma type stuff. Let's talk about
that for a second, because sure, doctors get paid big money for vaccines, especially pediatricians. And I don't want anyone to think that I am opposed to a physician getting paid well. I am not opposed to that. I am opposed to how they get paid well. If you're pushing these vaccines that we're talking about right now that end up harming children, causing cancer, causing autism, causing infertility, and you're getting paid big bucks with that, I have a problem with that. If you raise your rates and you do well as a physician and you treat your patients and they get well, I have no problem with the doctor getting paid well.
Right.
I get angry with the big dollars that get associated with the vaccines. And if you don't have so many patients getting vaccines, you don't get your bonus. So doctors cut you out of the practice.
Yeah. Well, you have to track those financial incentives. You know, you have to understand that our cognitive biases, our decision-making can be manipulated, or we can make bad decisions because we have some cognitive bias. You can have a financial bias. You know, pediatricians have a huge financial bias. Vaccines are the main driver for their volume, and you know, the well child visit is the biggest marketing scam contrived by pharma that I could ever have imagined. You know, why are you bringing a well child into a pediatrics clinic, you know, every 2 months in the first year of life? It's for one reason only. It's to get, you know, 6 to 9 vaccines at almost every visit, needles in every limb, injecting them with, you know, innumerable ingredients that the parent is never told about, the aborted fetal cell materials, twice as much human antigen that could cause autoimmune disease, you know, DNA problems, tumors, genes, et cetera. They're not told about the neurotoxic aluminum that could be picked up at the injection site, carried to the brain, where it could cause a major inflammation of that metabolic tissue in the brain, different places for boys and girls. Well characterized in the medical science, by the way. Studies have shown that those macrophages pick up that even that low dose of aluminum, and we're many times higher than the FDA allowed amounts of aluminum, that 14 times more hepatitis B. There's more 14 times more aluminum than hepatitis B vaccine than is the FDA would allow. They get by on a bunch of, you know, they try to obfuscate and confuse you on, well, this stupid study that was done on ingested aluminum. When you ingest aluminum, they say there's more aluminum in your water, your soil, and breast milk a mother, but that's going through the digestive system, ladies and gentlemen. It's not being injected into your tissues. James Lyon Weiler did a study that showed that it's actually the smaller doses of aluminum that are more dangerous. Large amounts of aluminum injected in the body will be walled off, and a protective cavity will be, or encapsulation will try to prevent that aluminum from spreading. Small doses fly under the radar of the immune system, gets picked up by the macrophages, and then the macrophages, your white blood cells, will carry that to other parts of the body that are metabolically active. And one of the places that becomes very metabolically active after childhood vaccination are the pain centers and the fear response in the brain. So it gets carried there, and that's where it seems to deposit. When you look at it with autopsy studies, as Christopher Exley did, it looks like aluminum is a very clearly neurotoxic agent that is highly represented in children that die with autism. So these are, you know, and how do you discern the truth in something like this that's so controversial? Well, you do good science. You do a vaccinated versus unvaccinated study where you have a control group that gets nothing but a saline placebo, an inert saline placebo, and you track those children. And there's plenty of people in the United States that would love to be the control group. My grandchildren are among them. They will not get a childhood vaccine. I know how to treat this stuff. Everybody should learn how to treat pertussis.
Oh, I would love that. I would love to know how to treat that stuff, but I don't know what your time frame looks like. If you have to go, and we can always pick it up.
Man, I could talk about this for a week. I'll just keep going for a week, because listen, this is important stuff. I think that we have one of the sickest populations of children on the planet right here in the United States of America. They can't figure out what's causing the explosion in autoimmune disease and autism, neurodevelopmental disorders, but they won't look at the most universal thing that's happening in America that distinguishes, you know, kids on the West Coast from kids on the East Coast and every place in between. If it was just glyphosate, and I think it's glyphosate, that's a big part of it. It's not just one thing, but the universal thing is that we're injecting, you know, what is it going to be now? Over 80 antigens, vaccine and pathogenic antigens, and 80 some odd different vaccines. Some of them have multiple vaccines in one, but they're going to get 80 by the time they're 18, and increasing, it looks like they're all going to become mRNA, because that's going to be cheaper to make. But I got six, and I was born in 1965. We got six childhood vaccines. And then it's just been since the 1986, mm-hmm. and the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act, really late 1980s, it's been an explosion. More and more. They want to vaccinate our children for every, mild disease on the planet, because it's a business model. It's not, it's not about health.
It's about taking care, not healthcare.
Yeah. It's about big money. And, back to the pediatrician thing, an average pediatrician will make someplace, according to Paul Thomas, Larry Pavlesky, and others, they'll make about $1 million a year on vaccinations. Now, not just what they'll say is, oh, we make nothing of vaccines, but it's more, it's the office fee. They do get compensated for the vaccine, the product, the pharmacologic vial, they get vaccinated. Mm-hmm. They get a little bit of a margin on that, but it's all of the associated, charges. It's the visit, they get a compensation for every vaccine. They get a compensation for the administration fee. And if they're giving 6 to 9 vaccines in one session at, like, say, 6 months, or can be 9 to 13 at 12 months, they're getting a $40 to $50 fee for every one of those administrations. And I may be off, but let's say it's $30. That's 30 times 30. That's $300 if they're just doing 10.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break. Hey, so when you are a guest at the Anne Ramey's house, you get luxury. And how you get luxury is, I have this sleeping couch, the sleeper sofa, and you're telling me that's not luxury. It is when you put a MyPillow mattress topper on it. All my guests that have come over and stayed at my house have really enjoyed this sleeper sofa, which says a lot, because they're getting to sleep on the MyPillow pillows, and you get the MyPillow mattress topper. And then it doesn't stop there with the luxury, because when you shower at the Anne Ramey Show's house, you get to have a MyPillow towel. I don't have the kids using it. I just let the adults have the luxury. So the adults get to use the MyPillow, and they're phenomenal. And right now, there's a massive sale going on with the MyPillow towels. So you should really put luxury into your home and live it every day like Anne Ramey does every day. So I have a MyPillow mattress topper on my bed. I use the MyPillow sheets, the MyPillow towels, the MyPillow slippers. I live luxury, and I don't have to pay the luxury price because my pillow has promo code. So use my name, Amber, and save up to 66% off, and you can live luxurious as well.
Hey there, I'm Darren.
And I'm Randy.
We're from Patriots with Grit, and you're watching The Amber May Show.
Check it out.
These days, it's hard finding doctors you can trust, but look no further, because now you can go to Dr. Meehan at MeehanMD.com for all your future health care needs. And while you're there, you might want to check out his supplements. He has some amazing supplements. For instance, the Optimal Defense, that is perfect for the cold and flu time of year. That helps support your immune system. And if you have like reoccurring issues that come up with your health, that might be a great supplement for you to try. You may also want to check out Immune Plus. It has herbs like echinacea and elderberry. And Immune Plus also contains medicinal mushrooms to help support the body's natural defenses. So if you're looking for a doctor you can trust, set up a telemed appointment with Dr. Meehan at MeehanMD.com. Use promo code AMBER while you're there. Again, Meehan is spelled MeehanMD.com for all your telemed and supplemental needs. And remember, use promo code AMBER at checkout. You are listening to the Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
And plus the office fee, that's another, you know, they probably get paid by the insurance someplace around $200 for that. Mm-hmm. It's $1 million. So they have a financial bias. There's no question about it. And if you have a financial bias, you have a tendency to create another problem, confirmation bias. Now you're only reading the stuff that you believe in. You're not reading the other side of the argument. You're only reading the stuff that confirm your own beliefs. And, you know, but it doesn't take, it only takes those two. And you are, you know, you are lost in Nazi medicine. You know, you might as well be working for Mengele or the tobacco industry. And you are lost in your own biases, and you're refusing to do the due diligence that I did, because I've read every study. I've been in this realization for about 20 years, and I've read every study, and I'm appalled. And when I debate, when the rare occasion that I'll get a pediatrician or somebody to debate me on the radio, or I went to, during the measles outbreak, I went to Missouri, debated six pediatricians in front of their rabbi, Jewish pediatricians. And four of them left with their head, their tails between their legs, ranting and raving because they were so embarrassed that they didn't know that the varicella vaccine had twice as much human antigen as it had varicella antigen. They absolutely called me a liar and a quack. And then I pulled out the package insert and I said, "It's right here, gentlemen. And you should be embarrassed that you don't know more about this one thing that you should be the central experts on. And you don't know anything except what the pharmaceutical industry delivers you in a brochure, and you should be embarrassed." And at the end of that debate, Mary Holland was there. Aaron Seary was phoning in during the debate. The rabbi turned to us and said, "Well, I guess you gentlemen win the debate." And it was pretty clear that the, you know, and that's the way it always goes when they confront somebody like me that has some, you know, understanding of the science, and I don't know it all, but I have sure been so passionate about that because I got mad because I'd been lied to, and my children got more of these vaccines than they should have gotten as, you know, as children of God, that we were, you know, we were injecting them with the remnants of a child that was sacrificed at the moment of its birth. And at the, you know, my first kind of speaking on this topic at the vaccine injury epidemic in Washington, I think it was in 2017 or 19, someplace in there. I say the same thing today. It's tantamount to a satanic ritual that we are, that the enemy has deceived us into defiling the health, the bodies, the spirits of our children by injecting them the remnants of child sacrifice. And parents are not being told about that. And the possibility, you know, I could, from the medical basis, I could explain it on autoimmunity, the tumorigenic potential constituents that have manifested in those aborted fetal cells over 60 years. There's lots of medical reasons that I think it's a bad idea to be injecting human antigens in a child whose immune system is immunocompetent. And, you know, we're trying to stimulate that immune system with aluminum and so that they'll recognize the varicella or the measles. And we're stimulating their immune system at the same time that they're seeing, you know, DNA microfragments and residual cellular proteins from a human baby. Yeah, it's a bad mix, and we better study it. And we haven't studied it. They refuse to do the large randomized controlled trials on a vaccinated versus unvaccinated population. Why? Because they say it would be unethical, that vaccines are so beneficial that to do that study would be unethical. And I say to you, you're lying and you know it. You haven't done the science that would allow you to say, you know, legally, ethically, morally, to say that the vaccines are safe and effective. Ladies and gentlemen, they have not done those studies. They're lying to you. And we should absolutely insist that they do the vaccinated versus unvaccinated study. Until they do, they're lying to you. They can't say they're safe and effective. And the evidence everywhere says that the vaccines are harmful. And there's so much so that I will not allow my children, grandchildren, to be further vaccinated. I don't trust the industry in total. They're repeat offenders. Pfizer is one of the biggest criminal cartels of pharmaceutical, you know, business models I've ever seen. So is Merck. They all are. And we're not holding them accountable. I mean, we can't even hardly take them to court anymore because of the liability immunity that Congress has granted them. And Congress did that because they're being bought and paid to do that. You know, I mean, they got too much money lobbying too many lawmakers, and they're just being, they've just got too much power. And I don't know what we do, but we do something. First thing that you do is you better watch Vax From Cover Up to Catastrophe.
Yes.
Read J.B. Hanley's book, How to End the Autism Epidemic. Understand, and I would put my career, I'd put my life on this. They're lying to you. They're confusing you with, you know, scientific jibber jabber. They're obfuscating on the truth, and they haven't done the science that allows them to say the things that they're saying. And if we could take them to court, we would hold them accountable for lying, but we can't.
No, we can't. I know if we did that study, the whole narrative would fall apart and they would lose everything. And I think God's doing that right now.
Yeah.
Because I feel too. So good.
Yeah. Look at the hesitancy that's growing, and they're lamenting it. And it's the only reason Paul Offit was like, you know, Paul Offit, who has, you know, invented a vaccine. He's part of the CDC's ACIP committee, the advisory committee on immunization practices, which he's so conflicted. He shouldn't be allowed to be anywhere near an advisory group. I mean, he brought the rotavirus, you know, he created a version of the rotavirus. He brought the rotavirus to the childhood vaccine. And he had a financial interest, and he was allowed to vote on its admittance to the childhood vaccine schedule. I mean, that's they're all of these committee. They're not independent. They're, you know, they're loyalists, or they wouldn't be there. If you get somebody like Martin Kulldorff, who, you know, protested he was a part of the FDA Virbac committee, and he didn't believe that we should be approving the COVID vaccines for certain age groups. So what did they do? They got rid of him and brought somebody else in. And then the two directors leave in protest, and they just bring, you know, somebody else in, a loyalist, to, you know, pass anything, rubber stamp anything to, do the bidding of pharma, to do the bidding of Pfizer and Moderna.
Well, I just had my first child in 2013, and I was starting to hear about the MMR and the autism. And mm-hmm. I'm just so grateful that my kids don't have autism or cancer. Yeah. I'm just so grateful, because now that I know what I know, like, I was playing Russian roulette with my children's health. Yeah, and it sickens me at the thought that I could have done something to my kids, unknowingly do something to my kids, and the doctor was okay with it, telling me I was doing the right thing, and I was looking to him because he had the expertise I did not, and I was looking to him to help me make the best choice for my child. And right. It sickens me to think of that Russian roulette I was playing with my kids. Now, thank God for COVID, because it ended up putting a hard stop to the childhood vaccines. So mm-hmm. I think the last time my kids got a shot was at the age of 5. My son might've been younger, but I know for sure they haven't got a shot since 5.
Yeah.
Praise God. I've saved them for several shots, because you're right. By the age of 18, you should have had what, like 80, 74, 75, 80, 80 shots?
Yeah. With the, you know, the CDC added the COVID vaccine, COVID-19 vaccines to the childhood schedule now. So yeah, it's in excess of, it was 72. Now it's like 80. Yeah, so, it's crazy.
I know what God did for me personally. Right. And now I was COVID and I got on this, started learning about childhood vaccines. And as soon as I got on this vaccine, so let me back up a little bit. I worked at a radio station prior to children and I quit because of my infertility. Like I finally was going to have a viable pregnancy. I was getting close. And the idea of leaving my child that I wanted for 8 years behind, just, I couldn't do it. So I quit my job. But God gave me a vision back then, a long time ago, that I was going to stand on stage and speak in front of a lot of people. And then I got introduced to Clay. It was a God thing that I got introduced to him. And it was, and I was around the Reawaken tour, but it wasn't until I started stumbling on the childhood vaccines that Clay's like, all of a sudden out of nowhere, hey, you want to come on and speak on the tour? And I was like, oh yeah, sure. Wow. I'd love to. And it fulfilled a vision that I got a long time ago. Now, whether I get invited back or not, I don't know, but at least it fulfilled the vision. And it wasn't only until I was ready to talk about the childhood vaccines. And that's when I was given the opportunity. So I think God is moving and he's going to use moms, backed up by physicians, backed up by, you know, real science. And I think we're going to take back our health and we're going to, I think I see Big Pharma getting destroyed. I really do. Yeah. I think that's the future. And not because I'm trying to do that to them. I think that's what God's trying to do. Like God wants to take the stronghold.
I do too. Yeah, well, I think the Bible warned us about pharmakia being a form of sorcery, and I mean, to me, I look at all things in terms of spiritual warfare. You know, there's an unseen world that we do not see, but I have seen, you know, demonic possession. I've heard the voice of God speaking through my children. I'm telling you, times when they couldn't speak 8 words and they spoke in a full paragraph, and you know, delivered a message to me at a time that I absolutely needed to hear it. In fact, you know, one was during a time when I was leaving the Catholic Church, you know, raised Catholic, but not being served by it, knowing that I needed a better relationship with Christ. And my 1.5, maybe 1¾-year-old daughter asked me, Daddy, are angels real? Maybe she was 2. Are angels real? And I said, oh yes, honey, they are. And you know, it's so important that you listen to them, because many adults lose the ability to hear that voice and the voice of God and through his angels or directly. And she said, well, good, Daddy, because one told me that you're to tell you you're doing a good job. That morning I had prayed as I had been visiting churches, and I was, you know, leaving the Catholic Church, and my family and my wife's family thought I was going through some kind of a midlife crisis, that I was going crazy. Why would I want to leave the Catholic Church? And for me, it was like everything that I'd learned, where's purgatory in the Bible? There's so many things that I just didn't seem, you know, I didn't feel like I was getting God's word delivered to me at mass, you know, once a week, if we were lucky, watching my kids absolutely not enjoying mass. And meanwhile, I'm doing mission trips where I see these kids so on fire for God and serving their fellow human beings. And I'm like, I want that for my kids. Why are we not getting that in this Catholic Church? And so I'm being attacked on all sides, and I'm visiting different churches trying to find a better relationship. And it was causing so much strife that was causing, and it looks like the enemy is trying to shut us down. am I back? Okay.
Yeah, you're back. The enemy does. Every time I talk about certain subjects, this happens.
Yeah.
And I don't edit it out because I want people to see what really happens. Yeah,
what really happens. I agree. But anyway, God was a good God, a loving God that he is, delivered that message through my child at a time when I needed to hear it. So I stood the course, and we found a better church with a better relationship, you know, in the Bible every day, doing everything that we should. Now I've got a son that's a pastor. All my kids serve. My medical clinic is a ministry. I pray with most of my patients, and, you know, I think it's why I see miracles and miraculous healing in my practice, because it's a huge part of healing. And sometimes you got to fight demons, and because those demons look like psychiatric disease, but it's demonic possession.
That's what I was wondering. Sometimes, like, I wonder about that. I'm like, how come no one's laying hands on these patients, casting out demons, to see if that heals the person? Like,
hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break.
When you have your holiday, you could get the Beloved Cheesecakes. They're so delicious. I'm so excited. We have family over. We're going to enjoy this wonderful, delicious cheesecake. And if you use promo code AMBER, you could save some money at checkout.
It was so delicious. I was only going to have one piece, but I had her cut it. I had her cut the piece just like the sliver, and I got to have three pieces.
What did you think about the cheesecake?
I loved it. It was really rich, really yummy. I had the chocolate, and it's very, very good. I really appreciate you that we got to eat some. Thank you.
Hey, so when it's the next celebration in your household, or you have company coming over, or you just have a craving for cheesecake, make sure you visit belovedcheesecake.com. Use promo code AMBERMAY at checkout to save some money. That's belovedcheesecakes.com. Remember, promo code AMBER at checkout.
Hey, everybody, this is Cash Patel, and you're watching The Amber May Show.
It's because of a mutual friend of ours that I was actually connected with you. Michael, the artist, the Commander's artist, he's a friend of yours, and he's done some work for you. He's designed the logos on this show. And the Commander's artist, he's a great guy, isn't he? He speaks very highly of you.
Now, Michael is a terrific American patriot. And if anybody, I hope that you will promote his website, and him, he does the artwork that he does, very, very patriotic. And one of the, my sort of big, big things with Michael is Michael came into my life through this political persecution journey that my family and I went through. And he stepped up in a big way to help us raise some money for our legal defense. And Michael and I have become very good friends, and he's a terrific, faithful man. And I love him.
Are listening to the Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
I know that may sound crazy to a lot of your listeners, but I'm telling you, I've seen it. I've seen demonic possession where you would pray for the person and they would fight against you and a different voice. And man, I'm telling you, it's real, ladies and gentlemen. And the message that I got a long time ago is that the enemy is destroying the health of the population, that he's, you know, loading our food with glyphosate and 100 other poisons, atrazine, our personal care products are loaded with endocrine disruptors. You know, some people think food is Krispy Kreme's, Mountain Dew, and McDonald's. It's all being, you know, fabricated to biohack your neurotransmitters. But if the enemy can get us so sick, so inflamed, so brain fogged, you know, our hormones destroyed, our body constantly inflamed, then he can create a population that can't hear the word of God. All they can hear, you know, God still whispers to us, you know, he gives us discernment. The Holy Spirit gives us discernment, tells you, don't get that vaccine, you know, go see Dr. Meehan, or, you know, Sherwood or any of the, you know, the many other doctors that are standing up. But when your brain, when your body is so sick that all you can hear is the screams of your brain for more dopamine, a little bit of a release and a surge of dopamine that you get from alcohol, pornography, video games, gambling, sex, whatever it is, then he's got you. Because all you can hear is the screams of your body and a momentary relief from the pain, the discomfort. Uh-huh. And there's doctors that will just give you, you know, they'll give you all the benzos and the opioids and the psychotropic drugs that you want. Uh-huh. And before you know it, you're just a zombie, you know, going through life, sick, inflamed, numb to anything, picking up your pills from the doctor every month. Uh-huh. And if you can get our children early, you know, cause brain damage from neurotoxic aluminum or any number of other mechanisms, then he's, you know, he's really advanced that process early. And it's, you just got a bunch of people, you know, spending a lot of money on healthcare that is holding them in chains and bondage. And I'm, my goal is help people get so healthy that they can hear the voice of God, that they can stay healthy, resist the enemy's attempts to diminish them and destroy them. And when we can do that, I mean, my mission, I'm just preparing people to fight at the side of Jesus on Armageddon, and we will do that. And I'm afraid that's, well, I'm not afraid. I'm kind of joyful that it might be coming sooner than I had ever, maybe in my lifetime. I mean, I prepare for it every day. Right.
Right.
But the, I think that's where we are. I think we're Matthew 24, time of sorrows, and, the enemy, you know, the four horsemen of the apocalypse are marching, you know, wars, rumors of wars. Is anybody paying attention out there? You know, maybe they're shooting down UFOs, or maybe they're just preparing us for Project Bluebeam or some other thing. I don't know.
That's what I was thinking. They're subliminally putting in our mind about the Project Bluebeam.
Oh, you know, like, so you know that. Okay, so good for you, Amber.
When did I ever hear of a general, a four-star general, talk about terrestrial stuff? Like, yeah.
Once you kind of, that's cool that you know what Project Bluebeam is. So many people don't, you know. I mean, it's all, pay attention, know your history, ladies and gentlemen, because if you don't, you're doomed to repeat it. This is, we're going the way of tyrants and tyranny and totalitarianism. It's coming fast, and we've got a government that is not serving the people. And but at the end of the it's enemy action, satanic control. We got a Luciferian cabal that thinks there's too many useless eaters on the planet. And they probably have perpetrated not only the biggest mistake in the history of medicine, but the most effective eugenics program, you know, depopulation program that I've ever seen. You know, these vaccines should never have been approved. They should have been recalled, you know, 2 years ago. And we're acting like, you know, just blind to the harms, burying the bodies as people are dying suddenly all over the place, clot formation like we've never seen before, myocarditis, young healthy men and women destroyed.
Infertility.
Like, yeah.
Let me ask you this, because I know some people dealing with this issue, okay, especially post-shot. So is there a chance for that female to ever heal from that shot?
Oh, yeah. Well, yes, absolutely. A body has an almost unlimited potential to heal itself. So you just got to stop, you know, don't get a booster, don't get another one. You got to stop. The spike protein is a toxin, and especially a delivery mechanism. It can turn your cells into a, you know, 6 to 12 months of spike protein production. You know, the virus is going to replicate for and expose you to the spike protein, the toxic spike protein, for 5 or 6 days. The vaccine can induce at least 6 months of viral spike protein production in the cells that it hits. It's, you know, hijacking your genetic transcription. It's going to just keep pumping out that spike protein for at least 6 months. That's published in JAMA. Animal studies have shown 12 months, probably longer, but they stopped at 12 months. So the main thing is you stop getting, you know, you stop the toxin from entering your body, stop getting the vaccine. The next thing you got to do is you got to start blocking its action and binding to the ACE2 receptors. Ivermectin will do that. You got to keep your vitamin D levels optimized, blood levels of about 80, you know, 80 to 90, nanograms per milliliter. You want to keep that vitamin D level up. Anti-inflammatory stacks, you want anti-inflammation really prevailing. Most chronic disease is driven by inflammation. And you got to really try to get that innate immune system working again. The pseudo-uridated mRNA is destroying our innate immune system, which means that not only are you more susceptible to every infectious disease on the planet, and if you're on your fourth or fifth booster, you are immunosuppressed, you know, you're an VADS patient. You're a vaccine, you know, autoimmune immune deficiency syndrome. So you're immunosuppressed and you're susceptible to every pathogen on the planet. But also your anti-cancer systems, your toll-like receptor, innate immune system's ability to recognize an aberrant cancer cell is no longer functional. It's been destroyed. And so you're more likely to see your cancer come out of remission or develop a new cancer.
Dr. Meehan, I just loved that we connected. I've watched you with Clay, and finally I was just like, just God kind of put
you back
into my
life again. Is that why he had me speak right after you? Yeah. Huh? That's why God had us lined up. So you were speaking right before me and I was watching your presentation. I was going, a mama that got it. And God bless you. One of the things I said in my speech is God bless the moms that are standing up and protecting their children. And now it's time for you men to man up, soldier up, and start standing with your wife and protecting them. Because, you know, same thing happened to you that happened to my wife. You go into that pediatrics office and they bully and harass and demean you and discredit you and, you know, say, tell you that you can't get a MD from a, you know, from Google or any of that kind of nonsense. You know, like my daughter, what they did with my daughter is we refused the hepatitis B vaccine at birth. She goes for a six week follow-up. And she calls me and, you know, all the Meehans we're martial artists. I'm a 50 degree black belt and, you know, judo, jujitsu, taekwondo. And, well, I'm only a blue belt in jujitsu, but I love it more than all of them. But my daughter is a like Muay Thai fighter and she's strong. And she calls me from that 6 week pediatric visit and she's crying. She says, Dad, they're threatening to call Child Protective Services if we don't give Isaiah, my grandson, her son, that hepatitis B vaccine that you didn't want him to get. And then there's like six other vaccines. And I said, honey, you just stay on the line. You tell them that your dad's a doctor and a fifth degree black belt, and he will be there to extricate you in, you know, 2.6 minutes. And if they so much as harass you any further, I will have the sheriff's department, the police department, and legal counsel there. And they will have hell to pay. And
Dr. Meehan, you picked up on something very important.
Yeah.
Very important. The medical kidnapping is such a real thing.
Oh, where
your
on.
Daughter was a very good mom trying to do right by her child, but
right.
some medical professional thought better of him or herself.
Right.
Decided this happens a lot. This is what scares me about going to see medical help now, because COVID. We had a lot of time to research, right? We had a lot of time to research. So I found that there was this thing. And then God put me in connections with patient advocates who said, yes, this is a thing. You will go into the hospital and you'll meet with the physician or some kind of medical professional. They say, this is what we want to do for your kid. And that doesn't sit right with you. And you're like, no, I don't think so. I'm not going to do it. The next thing you know, you get trespassed out of the hospital. CPS is called on you. And they have offices in many of the children's hospitals.
Yeah.
You have lost custody of your kid. It is harder than hell to get him back. If you get him back, it's so hard. And for what? You weren't abusing your child. You were just trying to help your child. You just didn't agree with the procedure.
That's right. Yeah. It is, you know, there's a dark side to some of these. It's not all CPS and, you know, health and human services in states, but in some states, there's a very dark element of human trafficking, you know, child trafficking that's going on there. It's been, you know, there is a legislator in Arkansas that may have lost her life for exposing it there in Arkansas.
She did. Or I thought it was Georgia. Maybe it was Arkansas.
Maybe it was Georgia.
I have her report right here. I have a report right here.
I love it. Good for you. I mean, it's, man, you got to go down these rabbit holes, ladies and gentlemen. You do not, you know, you may think that some of this stuff sounds like conspiracy theory. Listen, I am a clear thinker. I'm a discerning reader. I'm a deep reader, and I don't talk about anything that I couldn't support in court. I mean, I have to, because I'm a target. They'll come after me. You know, if they think that I will, bow to their threats and harassment. Well, they long ago figured that I won't, but I'm not going to say anything that I can't substantiate. If it's my opinion, I'll let you know it's my opinion, but I think there's too much evidence that there's a real dark side to what's going on. I saw it in those Child Protective Services cases in the retinal vasculitis when I was a resident. And it's real easy to just give in to that whole system instead of standing toe to toe with it and saying, no, you're wrong. And you know, that I've written extensively about the over, what I think is the overdiagnosis of child abuse mm-hmm. based on this retinal vasculitis mm-hmm. thing. And there's a, you know, there's a huge body of evidence that says we've been separating too many children from their parents, throwing them into, you know, a foster care system, destroying marriages and families based on, you know, dogmatic nonsense. And yeah, this, the threats that my daughter received were so unethical and so, you know, abusive and, you know, really should have been, you know, should have been prosecuted as a form of assault. But what too often happens is that parent who has, you know, is questioning, they have no choice. They have a choice, but they are bullied and harassed to the point where they just submit. And so many of them regret it because their child then, you know, changes. You know, here in Oklahoma, we have really worked hard to defend medical freedom. And one of the things that has aided in that is we have so many doctors who watch their child die at 6 months of age. Dr. Stephanie Christner, she's been in a lot of these movies. She watched her child, her beautiful daughter, die at 6 months from a battery of vaccines. And then, you know, the pediatrician who I knew and played baseball with when we were younger, I won't mention his name, but, you know, just absolutely tried to blame it on the caregiver, you know, tried to blame it on anybody but his battery of vaccines that have never, you know, been tested at the level of rigor. Certainly hadn't been tested, by the way, in the combination that they're being given in. So they just tell you, oh no, you know, a child could get 10,000 antigens at one time and their immune system would be able to deal with it. Right. Okay. Well, that's your opinion. How about we just test it with the science? Right. And they haven't done that. So, but here in Oklahoma, we've had, you know, we have the Stephanie Christner, we have the Chamberlains, ophthalmologist and a nurse that watched their son damaged by a battery of vaccines. We have the Revelises, you know, a husband and wife doctor team that watched their son regress into severe autism after a battery of vaccines. So when we go to the Capitol, and there's many others, when we go to the Capitol and we defend our rights, we come, you know, with the science. And we, you know, when you've got a bunch of you know, posers wearing white coats, they always bring some people wearing their white coats, which are still dirty with every virus and body fluid that they had. It's just, you know, but it's their costume because it, you know, makes them feel official. You know, they can't stand against the science that we can bring. And so we have philosophical exemptions, we have religious exemptions, and we have medical exemptions. We have all three. And you got to defend those in your state, because what they're doing now, if they do to California what they did in California, you won't have anybody protect your children. Either, nope. You know, get them vaccinated or you can't use any public, you know, services, including the school system.
Right. Well, Dr. Meehan, I've really enjoyed this, and I think you're going to become a regular on my program. I've really enjoyed your knowledge, and I can't wait to dive in next time with you to find out what else we're going to talk about, because this was so informative.
Yeah.
And I love it. You made me feel so good after because you're a physician, and you made me feel like, I don't know, just the fact that you gave me the compliment right after I spoke, it just made my world. Like, I'm like, a doctor even agreed with me like that. I don't know. Yeah. That just made, so yeah. Thank you so much for your time today.
I'm glad that simple act of love and kindness, you were right on the science. You were hitting the right points and topics. To a lot of people, they, you know, they don't sound right because they're still locked in the brainwashing. But listen, I can tell you, and I can support it with thousands of articles of evidence, that you were on the right track and you needed to hear that, because I know that most of the members of my profession are still locked in their brainwashing, and they're still, you know, even in the COVID pandemic, they're still recommending a vaccine that will cause far more harm, doesn't provide, you know, doesn't protect against infection or transmission, and is the biggest failed human experiment in the history of medicine. And they're still out there, you know, pimping for it.
Right. Well,
so let's do it again.
How do people find you, Dr. Meehan?
Yeah. Well, you can go to meehanmd.com and I publish a lot of articles there. You can sign up for the newsletter. We try to, you know, present some new science every week, several times a month. This is my mission. It takes a lot of time, but I've taken several oaths in my life. I took an oath to defend this country as a member of the United States military, you know, to protect us from enemies, both foreign and domestic. And we've got some domestic enemies. I took an oath to do no harm. And I'm a member of a profession that's doing way too much harm based on ignorance and belief in the brainwashing and indoctrination that is just causing so much harm. So, you know, listen, ladies and gentlemen, trust your instincts, listen to the voice of God, that discernment, the Holy Spirit speaking to you, saying something's not right here. Yeah, that is truth. And you need to embrace that and start doing your own investigations and read deeply both sides of the equation. Be very discerning in that, but you're being lied to. And as God is my witness, I'm not the liar.
Yes. Well, that's Dr. Meehan, meehanmd.com. Thank you so much. Have a great afternoon.
It's the year 2023, and the warrior women of God have been preparing for this day for generations. And have walked through deep valleys to be ready for such a time as this. The God of all gods, the King of the universe, chose them from birth. He destined their very DNA for such a time as this. No one could have known when these women were little girls, they would be called to battle on the front lines during a biblical war of good versus evil. Except God. He knew. For he has been preparing you for such a time as this. We have been called to intercede, pray, activate, and be the warrior bride that God made us to be. Is that you? Esther was called for such a time as this. She was chosen to go before the king, prepare his heart, and save her people. Join us at the first ever Esther's Rising event in Branson, Missouri. You will learn from extraordinary women who are fighting on the front lines of the battlefield. You will leave activated, prayed for, and given tools to step out and be the Esther you were created to be. Join us at the God and Country Theater in beautiful Branson, Missouri, March 4th, 2023. Who knows if you haven't been brought into the kingdom for such a time as this. Register now for Esther's Rising at www.tanyajoy.tv/Esther. And join us in Branson, Missouri on March 4th, 2023 at the God and Country Theater.
I want to tell you about a company that I just fell in love with. So I found Hero Soap Company. What I love about them is we're using it all the time at our house. My husband loves it. We're switching all of our soaps over to Hero Soap Company. But what I love about it is they're local. They're an American-made company, and they're owned by a veteran. And I thought that was so cool. I love to support patriots. So if you want to be like me and get all that harsh chemicals out of your home and use a soap that's actually really healthy for you with great natural ingredients, but also is an American-made product that's owned by a veteran or co-owned by a veteran, then you need to check out Heroes Soap Company /Amber May. And then what's really cool about what they do is they give back to the community and they support veterans and first responders. So everyone's winning in this situation. If you use promo code Amber May, you're saving money. You're supporting a company that's American made, patriot owned, that supports other patriots. It's just a win-win for everybody. So Hero Soap Company /Amber May and use promo code Amber May to save some money.